Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is Sunday, July the 14th, 2019. 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app 91.5 FM.org from the App Store. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And we're talking sports this morning. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That phone number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:13 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's 73 degrees outside our station today, right now. And I think maybe around 6:30 we'll bring you a more in-depth weather update. Okay, let's get to Major League Baseball. Yesterday in the American League, the Blue Jays 2 and the Yankees 1. In the first game of the doubleheader, the Orioles 2 and the Rays 1. In the second game of that doubleheader, the Rays 12 and the Orioles 4. The A's 13 and the White Sox 2. The Twins 6 and Cleveland 2. Royals 4 and the Tigers 1. Astros 7 and the Rangers 6. That game went 11 innings. And the Angels 9 and the Mariners 2. Over in the National League, the Reds 15 and the Rockies 9. The Cubs 10 and the Pirates 4. The Mets 4 and the Marlins 2. The Cardinals 4 and the Diamondbacks 2. The Brewers 5 and the Giants 4. The Nationals 4 and the Phillies 3. The Braves 7 and the Padres 5. That game went 10 innings. And in the only interleague game, Red Sox having a chance to gain some ground with the Yankees losing and the Rays splitting. Didn't happen. Dodgers 11 and the Red Sox 2. Mookie Betts went 1-for-4 in that game, scored a run. He's hitting .273 on the season. Rafael Devers 1-for-3, .327 is his batting average. Chavis pinch hit for him. He went 0-for-1, hitting .258. Xander Bogaerts went 2-for-3, scored a run, 2 RBIs, hitting .297. Hit his 19th home run of the season, and those were the only runs for the Red Sox. Marco Hernandez went 0-for-1. He pinch hit for Bogaerts. He's hitting .353. J.D. Martinez went 0-for-4. He's hitting .296. Andrew Benintendi went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .268. Christian Vasquez played first base. Get his bat in the lineup. He went 0-for-4. He's hitting .298. Brock Holt went 2-for-2. He's hitting .330. Nunez pinch hit for him. He went 0-for-1, hitting .232. Sandy Leon caught Chris Sale. He went 0-for-3, hitting .194. And Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-3, hitting .232. Chris Sale went 4 2/3 innings, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, struck out 7. Had a 4.20 ERA and a 3-9 record on the season. That's not what we anticipated. Hembry came in, pitched a third of an inning, and he struck out 1. He had a 2.60 ERA. Brewer came in, pitched an inning, struck out 1. He had a 4.56 ERA. Wright pitched a third of an inning, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, 8.5 is his ERA. Walden pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up a hit and a run, 3.80 is his ERA. Brazier pitched an inning, gave up a hit and a run, 3.70. And Velazquez came in, pitched an inning, 2 hits, 1 run, struck out 3, has a 5.60 ERA. I heard about it earlier in the day, but I forgot to look it up when I got my stats ready for the show this morning. But the Red Sox picked up a pitcher from the Baltimore Orioles, a right-hander. I don't even know his name. He's been pitching well, I guess, the last couple of months. He's a free agent next year, so it may be a one-and-done deal. They gave up money and 2 minor leaguers for him. Minor league infielders, I believe. Not anybody that I know at the top of their minor league list. So we'll see if he can come in and continue his winning ways with a team that's in contention. So I guess he's going to be the number 5 pitcher. I understand that our hero from last year's World Series is coming back shortly, and he should be there to in the bullpen to, I can't remember his name. He should be there in the bullpen also, maybe to hold down the closer role. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Right now, they were coming off a 5-game winning streak, 4 games before the All-Star break, and the first game against the Dodgers, they pounded them 8-1, and so therefore, hey, can't win them all, but Chris Sale is an anomaly. gone from one of the best pitchers in the majors to one of the in-between pitchers in the majors. I won't say one of the worst pitchers in the majors, but he's not really where we anticipate him to be. But, hey, it's still a long season yet, and he from all that we've heard, is not injured. And so, therefore, we can possibly look forward to him making a significant comeback before the season is over. Hopefully. That's what we need. We'll definitely need that to take place if we're going to be anywhere near contention. 419 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world? 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
They say America is a land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of us.
That's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Heard recently, yeah, matter of fact, I think yesterday on the news that there were a lot of military families who are struggling based upon the fact that the economy in the area where they are living is very high, and the income that they're receiving is not making it matching that economy. And so, therefore, there's a big struggle going on there. And a lot of outside firms are bringing in food and everything else to help out. And that's a shame when you consider that their family members are on the front line making things safe for us back here. Things need to change. 422 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Let's go to the WNBA. I didn't look up the WNBA today. But anyway, let's go to the NBA Summer League. That's where we want to go. Okay, NBA Summer League. The Celtics lost their first game in the Summer League, 94-88 to the Grizzlies. And I was impressed by some of the Grizzlies players. the Celtics, let's see. Robert Williams had 1 point. He got 12 rebounds, however. One assist, one steal, and two blocks. And G. Williams got 11 points, three rebounds, and two assists. Green got 17 points, six rebounds, one assist, and one steal. Waters got 16 points, one rebound, three assists, and two steals. Fall got 2 points and 2 rebounds, and Edwards got 25 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and a block. Now Edwards, you know, there were times in the game he looked like Steph Curry. Really, I mean, he was hitting shots from all over the place, but there are a lot of them that I didn't mark down how many shots he took and how many he missed. But he only got 1 assist. I guess that's excuse me, that's a key for me. At 6 feet tall, if he is 6 feet tall, or whatever, he's got to move the ball and not only create his own shot, but create shots for others if he's going to make the ball club. And I understand he's been given a guaranteed contract, primarily on his shooting. I guess they're assuming that they can work on the rest of his game, and that will turn around too. I mean, hey, 5'11", 6 feet tall. You know, you've been playing point guard all your life, all your basketball life anyway. And you should be able to get to the point where you recognize if you're going to stay in this league, you got to dish the ball off to somebody else as well. We can't afford to have a point guard that gets his points, but nobody else gets involved in the action. I think that was a major part of the Celtics' problem this past year. So, I would assume that he's going to make the ball club since they gave him some guaranteed money. Might spend a major portion of his time. I don't see him being a Wanamaker. And Romeo has not played. Romeo Langford, our number one pick, has not played. He's still, they're letting him recover from that some injury that he played through all last year in college. And so we don't really know what he's going to do, but I'm assuming he's going to get a shot at making the ball club. And 6'6", point guard, shooting guard, and probably point guard, because they say, well, here again, they said his shooting was off because of the some injury. Okay, so we don't know, but he's going to be a backcourt man, probably, maybe a small forward, depending on how versatile he is. And we'll see how things shake out, because the Celtics have got so many people in there now. It's going to be difficult, right? Yeah, this is difficult at this point in time to determine who's who, what's what, and who's going to do what to whom. But right now, Taco Fall, like I said, only got 2 points and 2 rebounds, but he didn't play much. And down the stretch, the Celtics were trailing most of the game that I saw, and made several comebacks. I think they went ahead at 1 point late in the game by 1 point, a missed field goal, the Grizzlies came back and dominated near the end, and that's what counted. But the Celtics had blown out the Grizzlies the last time they played them, so it's hard to tell. And it's hard to build team chemistry when you bring in all these guys and say, come on, play together cohesively. Pardon me. Tell them to play together cohesively, especially on the defensive end, And there was a period, a point in the second period where after, from what I understand, they had a lead at the beginning of the game, where all they were doing was jacking up three-pointers and not making too many of them. And the Grizzlies went ahead and led for most of the ball game, and down the clutch when they needed it, they had enough to put it together and pull the game out. But, hey, they're talented young guys. And that's the key to remember. They're young guys. And I don't know how many of them will actually make the ball club when the season starts, because they got more young guys ahead of them. So we're going to be able to see, I think, a pretty good season. Toronto without without their leader from San Antonio last year, should still be a contender. Philadelphia with Horford, and the fact that they re-signed Harris, they should still be there. Oladipo back with the Pacers after a year. And then there's Milwaukee. So, well, we'll see. Celtics should be in there as a playoff team once they get all their young heads together. I think the talent is there. The coaching is there. It's just them actually putting it together and getting it on the court every night. 429 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 14th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
They say America is the land of opportunity, a place where children can grow up and become anything they want. But for some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:39 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. We host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If you had not heard... let me bring up my background music, I guess. I should do that in case I get a call. Over in Wimbledon, Halep defeated Serena Williams handily, 6-2, 6-2. And don't know if that means that Williams has slipped and fallen and can't get up. No. slipped from her high perch, and it's hard to say because she beat some pretty good players to get to the finals, and getting to the finals would have given her a shot at the record of the most wins by a woman at Wimbledon, pro tennis, I guess. We'll see. Having had the baby and at her advanced age as far as tennis is concerned. Who knows how her training and everything else is going on. It's a grinding a way to make a whole lot of money, but still very difficult. So anyway, we'll see if Serena can bounce back and regain the presence of being the number one women's tennis player in the world. And be interesting to see. Or she may be like in a Tiger Woods mode where on occasion she can get to the point where she's dominating everybody and but then can't do it on a consistent basis all the way through the season. So hey, it's gonna end sometime. It's been quite a run. And we're all happy to see that she has progressed to this point anyway. Okay, 4:41 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 14th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective and what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Oh, can't forget that the men's finals is today. This morning sometime. It will be Federer versus Djokovic. And we'll see. Federer making a comeback after people had written him off as the number one player. He's getting right back in there. But we'll see. I think Djokovic has probably the younger legs and probably had an easier march to the finals than Federer had, who had to go through Rafael Nadal before he get to the finals. So we'll see if there is, we'll see how that comes out, and we'll maybe talk about it next Sunday. 4:43 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 14th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective, what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
And the message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:47 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, can't believe it, but you better believe it. Football, NFL style, training camps are going to begin in about 3 weeks or so. And so I guess we have to, you know, consider the Patriots, world champion, New England Patriots for the sixth time, what the situation is. They've lost a lot of players, and they're bringing in some, you know, pretty good players. So the question is, how big a difference will it be? I can't get over the fact that a lot of people thought that last year's Super Bowl was dull because there was not a lot of scoring, only one touchdown. Hey, what happens when you have two very good defensive ball clubs? And I think it was a powerful statement by the Celtics defense, which had been maligned for the past couple of years. But they turned it around when they needed to, and came out on top in last year's Super Bowl. But can they make it seven? I guess that's the question. And, you know, to me, you know, so much goes on in pro football as far as players are concerned, that, you know, injuries here and people getting arrested in the off season and all kinds of different things going on. It's very difficult. So far, so good. Although I heard that Landon Roberts had a problem, but after the whole situation was reviewed, he was cleared of any lasting problems, and so therefore I can look for him to be back with the Patriots on the defensive end. So we're going to have to wait and see. I'm going to have to wait and see. I don't know if you know any more about it than I do. We know that Tom Brady's coming back for another year. He's going to be missing Rob Gronkowski. Julian Edelman had a Super Bowl MVP year. He's going to be back. Going to be some of the pickups? I don't know. Some guys, like I said, they have, when you look at their records, they had very good showings wherever they were playing. We have a wide receiver, I believe, from Oakland, but I never heard of him before. And his numbers look pretty good, but obviously he didn't play a lot, and will he be able to make it with the Celtics, with the Patriots system, which is so intricate? You know, everybody needs to recognize you need to get on the same page with Tom Brady. If you're not on the same page, bye-bye. And a lot of key backup players have gone elsewhere as well. So will we have the frontliners, and who will they be, and will we have key backup players, and who will they be? Anyway, Ben Watson thought enough of a shot at a playoff with the Patriots to cancel his potential retirement and go for the gold again. Even though he's going to miss the first four games of the season, he took he admitted he took some drugs to help heal him, his body, because he thought he was retiring, and so he didn't think it was going to make any difference. When the offer came from the Celtics, from the Patriots, he had to face the fact that he had this stuff in his system, wasn't retiring, and so he's going to miss the first four games of the season. And tight end is a wide open position now, so we'll see if that's going to hurt the ball club. Interesting proposal. I guess it's just at the proposal stage. Supposedly, the NFL is offering the NFL Players Association an opportunity to play two more games during the season and drop two of the exhibition games. And during those two games, I think there are four players on every team that can miss those extra two games. Now, it makes it a little bit more difficult, I guess, for the coaching staff to determine who plays and who sits. But it's thrown out there. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on it as yet. We'll have to wait and see. But I guess it makes big bucks for the league and for the players, which they will share. So, more so than the exhibition games, which, just that, exhibition. And you don't get the same quality of ball game that you get when you're playing a regular season game. And then, the question is, will you bench a Tom Brady for one or two of those games? Especially if he's not injured, it has not been approved yet, but it's been thrown out there. So if you have an opinion, I'd love to hear about it. I really, I'm on the fence. I don't have any opinion on it one way or the other at this point in time. And it won't go into effect, obviously, this season. So would you like to see that in the future? It's 4:54 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, July the 14th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports. And to get involved in that sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We invite you to stay tuned for another edition of Sounds of Parades. And we're catching up here. Last Sunday, we had a special program entitled Amazing Your Grace, and that came down on the Independence Day. That came That was about to have an Independence Day program entitled Whom the Sun Sets Free is Free Indeed. And so that got pushed back. And so that's what we're going to hear today, Lord willing, on Sounds of Praise. Whom the Sun Sets Free is Free Indeed. So I got a lot of good comments on the Amazing Your Grace program. And so, therefore, we're planning to do another one of them in the future. And every, generally, around the 4th of July, we do an Independence Day program. So that's going to be one of the additions, regular additions, to our program. So we invite you to stay tuned. Great gospel music coming your way here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise coming your way very shortly.